Hey, I'm here with Jamie Gillespie from Central Kansas Mental Health Center. Can you give us a little background on what you do on a day-to-day basis?
Yes. So I work with transitional age kids, so about ages like 16 to 21 and sometimes even younger. I am based in a therapeutic high school, so it's all kids with like mental health diagnosis or kids who need a little help from us on a normal day.
Okay, so how has having a job like this affected your personal life?
So definitely going to work makes me feel great about myself because I know that I am helping the kids. I mean, it's corny to say, but like, I think I'm making a difference in the world. However, like as a single mom, sometimes it kind of weirds me out a little, I guess. I just want to keep like work separate from my kids. Oh my God.
Have a lot of kids who experienced or have experienced abuse before?
It's honestly really sad to say, but yes, a lot of the kids who attend the therapeutic school are or have been victims of child abuse.
What do you do to help the kids who have experienced abuse?
So we have a lot of open trauma discussions and work on coping skills. We try to figure out what could be triggering for them and how to like manage these triggers. We try to help them recognize when they're having like an outburst so they can like reach a point where they don't have to react. We also try to find what services fit their trauma best.
So what are the services that the Mental Health Center provides for the kids in these situations?
We do have a lot of case management. So like it's a lot of one-on-one services with the kids. We have some psychosocial groups, anger management groups, and we have peer support groups. We also have the Martin Youth Center, where they can get some help, therapeutic services, or go when they're experiencing a crisis.
Okay, so what do you do if you find out a kid is currently being abused?
So, depending on the severity, we'll either go the route of, like, getting them placed somewhere safely and contacting the police. But if it is less serious, we'll work with the family to, like, eliminate the problem. We are also able to work with the children and the parents and on their mental health to like create a better functioning family, but it is definitely just a priority to make sure that the child is safe.
Okay, after having these experiences, how are these kids able to cope?
Yes, so I will say with more severe situations, it is a lot harder. Especially as kids, some situations have long-lasting impacts on them.
So what is it that you do to help them cope?
So for me, it is most important to give them like a sense of safety, especially when something triggers them and they have like just an outburst. It can definitely take a long time for them to have the necessary coping skills, but that's why we work with them a lot. And eventually, some of the kids are able to handle their triggers and emotions.
What are some of the long-term impacts that you see these kids go through?
So many of the kids have like PTSD, which are symptoms of like anxiety and emotional detachment. Some seem highly alert, especially when experiencing one of their triggers. Since I work with more of the teenage age range, many also seem to like experience depression and insomnia. Many of these teens can also be like mistrusting, which is a little hard sometimes to work with them, and I want to like distance and isolate themselves. Overall, they can just seem very anxious.
Since you do work with transitional age kids, how do you overall prepare them for more of an adult life considering what they went through in their childhood?
Yes, so the transitional time, it can be very exciting for many of them. However, just as exciting as it can be very stressful, especially for the teens in the therapeutic high school. We try to make sure that they have a strong supportive system and to line up adult mental health services so they can continue to receive their help and their care as much as they need. We overall just try to make sure that they know what they can do to meet their needs without the constant care they currently receive at the school.